enough energy between the teams. So it's gonna be crazy. We know how important this game is to us. We know if we don't win, our season's over with. So we definitely will go out there, give it our all, play hard, do whatever it takes to try to force the game seven. Right. Yeah, I watched the game film about 2 or 3 times. I watched that play over about 100 times. Probably got about a good 2 hours of sleep last night. So it was tough. I mean, you got the highest of highs, then you got the lowest of lows. But that's basketball. I mean, you know, fluke play, thinking to go hit the rim, a guy sneak underneath, get a rebound, layup. So that's just part of basketball. Can't do nothing about it. It's in our past. All we gotta do is prepare for game six now. Yeah, guys, a little stunned, a little bit. We were shocked, but I mean, you know, coming in today, everybody still got the same emotions like it was game one. We're not giving up hope. We're not giving up any of our confidence. We know we got a tough task ahead of us, but you know, this team is the type of team that live for stuff like this, and you know, we're gonna go out there and give our all and try to force a game seven. We'll take that. I mean, he really helped us get back into the game and carry us in the fourth quarter. So if they want to do that, we'll live with that, because I mean, he know when to take advantage of it. He know when to pass the ball. So you know, our point guard on, you know, Paul Gasol, we'll take that any day.
Is that game about as tough a one as you've been a part of the ups and downs and the way you guys came by?
Oh, yeah, pretty much. Yeah, it definitely was. You know, we was down 18, and our bench came in, hit some shots. Steve came in and took over the game, you know, got to tie the game, and then you end up losing the game. So it definitely was tough to be a part of that, but, I mean, we learned a lot from it. Mood's still the same. It's still the same as if it was game one. We haven't lost any of our confidence. We're not getting down on each other. We're not pointing fingers. Everybody's still excited. We're really, really, really excited about tomorrow. We're at home in front of home fans for a game six to force a game seven. So the mood is still greater.
Steve is talking about how he can't point fingers because he missed 2 free throws earlier. A lot of things happened.
Yeah, weird stuff. That's basketball. That's just the bounce of the ball. So I just show you another way. You know, Steve saying that we don't point fingers. That's what we do here. We don't point fingers. Even if I take all the blame. I know I should have boxed out. I boxed out the entire game besides that one play. So, I mean, I'll take the blame for us losing. But, I mean, that shows my teammates how supportive they are.
Well, you hadn't made that shot, you had to take some blame. I mean, it worked both ways.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, if I'd have missed the shot, we'd have been a free throw. How many times Kobe go throw up an air ball? Exactly. So, I mean, hey, it's a freak thing, man. We know what it was, and it would have been great if we'd have came home 3-2 and had an opportunity to close out. But, hey, it's a different plan. So, we still got a battle. We still got, you know, a couple of games to win if it's